Palestinian militants continue to fire homemade rockets known as Qassams at targets in southern Israel. Sderot, the hometown of Israel's defense minister Amir Peretz, is a favored target. But Mr. Peretz, who also heads Israel's center-left Labor Party, says Israel will exercise restraint for the time being. Peretz says Israel has the plans, means, and options to use against Palestinian militants if the rocket attacks do not stop. Israel's army commanders have reportedly asked for permission to carry out a large-scale air offensive against targets in the Gaza Strip to retaliate for the attacks. The chairman of the Israeli parliament's Foreign Affairs and Defense Committee says Israel could target leading Hamas government ministers for assassination if Hamas renews suicide bombings inside the Jewish state. Hamas militants are behind most of the rocket attacks of recent days, calling off a 16-month truce last week after 8 Palestinians were killed on a beach in Gaza during an Israeli military bombardment of a nearby area. Israel has begun an investigation into the incident. Hamas parliamentarians met to discuss challenging Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas's plan to hold a referendum in late July on whether to recognize Israel, something Hamas rejects. Political science professor Ali Jarbawi of Be'er-Zeit University in the West Bank city of Ramallah says rising tensions in the Palestinian territories benefit Hamas.
I think that they're trying actually to use the retaliation resistance against Israel as a tool in the internal quarrel. So if they start shooting rockets and Israel retaliate, that would inflame the situation internally, and I think that would derail the referendum.
Meanwhile, Israel's Lands Administration Authority issued an advertisement for bids on 54 plots of land to be used for single-family houses near a large West Bank settlement. The bid offer was the first to be issued since Prime Minister Olmert assumed office last month. Under the internationally backed Roadmap Peace Plan, Israel is to freeze settlement construction and Palestinians are to stop violence against Israelis as part of an eventual comprehensive peace settlement for the region. Jim Teeple, VOA News, Jerusalem.